This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello again, dear friends. Welcome. Another edition of Retire South Shore Radio, an opportunity to learn and be inspired and to take the fear out of the retirement process. We do so with the help of Mark, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services, Mark Rolette, and his team, the All Hands Analysis Team, as we refer to them. And we'll explain what that means. Mark, first of all, hope you survived the Super Bowl and all those snacks. And how are you?
I just love that you say that we inspire people.
Well, you do, because today's episode is a perfect example. We're going to give people a clear-cut path to knowing when it's okay to really push the pedal to the metal and retire. And yeah. and that's a fear. I was talking to people, speaking of Super Bowl, over the last weekend when we were lounging around eating a lot of chips, and the subject came up. Somebody said they're thinking about it, and they're not sure what's in play. And I thought, boy, what a great topic, and here it is. So,
yeah, well, speaking of the Super Bowl, I spent the better part of the first half driving over to pick up Neve from her. My eldest works at Mary Lou's in Hingham.
Oh, the coffee place. Yeah, great.
The snow and that we had that night of the Super Bowl. She's like, Dad, I can drive home. I'm like, no, you can't. So those are the evening worries that I have. So I drove over. A buddy of mine brought me over, and I drove her back in her car. So I didn't actually see most of the first half, but it was a great game.
You're a good dad. That's what matters. You did what I would have done. Get the car and get the gal. Good job. I hope she gave you a free coffee on the way out.
She did not. No.
So let's focus on the big question today, was basically how you know you're ready to retire. Now, you may be ready, but how you know that you can retire and your finances are in play.
Yeah, I mean, this topic, I think, is so important for people to understand. You know, most of the people that we meet, when we first meet them, they've done an amazing job saving money, right? They've been great savers. They've scrimped and saved. They put money into retirement accounts, contributing to 401ks or whatever employer-sponsored plan they have. Maybe they're paying extra money off on their mortgage because they're trying to get rid of their mortgage. Maybe they're keeping some cash in hand for some sort of big ticket expense that they might have. But as they get closer to retirement, you know, really the only thing that most people are aware of where the income side of things is coming from is Social Security. So they know that they're going to get a check from Social Security every single month, but they haven't really figured out how they're going to start taking money from the account. Most people are just in the mindset of, I'm just going to withdraw the money. But really, when they start getting closer to it, they really start to worry about it. And that's what I kind of wanted to address today, things that you should be thinking about.
We've talked in the past about the drone's eye view that an organization like South Shore Retirement Services has, so you can look at the entire picture. But what about the order in which you look at things? You were telling me once that it's a good idea to work backwards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people get so nervous as they get closer to retirement when they really realize that, yes, now this account that I've grown, this is what it's for. So how do I do it? And what happens if the stock market has a big drop, or, you know, something else happens in the world, and the fear of running out of money scares the you know what out of people. So, you know, what sort of stuff should you be doing in retirement? And I said this to you before we jumped on the air. We always take the stance of working backwards. I think working backwards just makes so much sense. Lauren and I do it with the kids. You know, when you're asking them about, especially with my eldest heading to college, what do you see yourself doing for a career? Well, let's work backwards and figure out how you get to that point. So retirement is no different. We sit with clients, and that's one of the first questions I ask is, how much money do you think you need to sustain your lifestyle? And when do you think you want to retire? And let's work backwards from there, because too many people go into it saying, well, I got this portfolio of investments, and I obviously need to get much more conservative and pull back because now I'm getting ready to start pulling the money out. But we look at it from the perspective of, while where you put your money is obviously really important, but they're just the conduits that get you the returns you need in order to be able to do the stuff that you want to do. So we start with, how much money do you think you need on a monthly or on an annual basis? And when do you think you need to start taking that income, meaning when do you think you're going to stop working?
So it's safe to say that those important data are available when somebody comes into the office for a consultation, let's say. You can take a look at what they have, what they're projected to have, and do that backwards look.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the time people don't really even know how much money they need because most people are earning a little bit more, or if not significantly significantly more than they actually need to supply their lifestyle. So they've never really looked at budgets. They've never really seen, you know, how much money they absolutely need on a monthly basis to cover essential expenses and non-essential expenses because they just have enough money. And a lot of them are, you know, I have lots of utility workers and they're like, if I need something extra if an unexpected expense comes up, I just take overtime. You can't necessarily do that going into retirement. So yes, we would walk them through and basically help them try to figure out this is what you're actually living on and what are the expenses? Are they going to change over time? And that's kind of how we start the whole process.
While you're listening to this broadcast and podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there's an opportunity always available to you to get a specific question answered with no obligation. It's a free call, and it's usually a 15 or 20 minute session, but people are signing up for these all of the time, and it really makes sense. And Mark and his team have helped a lot of people. Some have become clients, and some move on to other pastures, but it's an opportunity for you to get help. So let me just remind people that the free 15-minute no-obligation strategy call, you just have to not register, but you have to schedule it very simply. You can do so online at retiresouthshore.com in a very easy calendar grid. Just punch a few buttons or call 781-836-4214. Again, 781-836-4214. It's the weekend. We're here. And the staff is back Monday morning, and they'll get right back to you. So, Mark, to change the thinking from putting money aside to taking money out is a big part of the process of determining how we can retire, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary for a lot of people because people who save money for retirement are savers. And the paradigm shift in their minds from putting money into taking money out is difficult for some people to grasp. But again, what we try to do is list, firstly, you know, obviously we talked about how much money you think you need and when you think you need to start taking it. And then we look at what are your income sources now? And they say, what do you mean? I said, well, what are you going to get when you go into retirement? We know you're going to get Social Security. Let's quantify that. Then if you have a pension plan, super, let's quantify that. And now those two things combined, we obviously deduct that from the amount of money they need, and that creates what we would call an income gap. And then we look at the overall total assets that they have, not where the investments are yet, just the total amount of money, and try to figure out what they need from an investment return in order to be able to supplement the Social Security, or if they have a pension as well, supplement that in a safe manner.
So there's where the backwards look makes a perfect amount of sense. You're taking a look at the picture now, what the picture is going to be like then, work backwards, and you come up with viable devices, if you would, or viable products to enhance the income.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we try to, and people sometimes sit down with us and they're like, why are you running everything at 4 or 5% return? Obviously, we're trying to achieve better than those sorts of returns for our clients. But we feel like if you need to make more than 5% return on your money in order to sustain your lifestyle in a comfortable way, well, maybe you're not ready to retire, or maybe we need to reevaluate your budget, because taking additional risk as you go into retirement is not something that you should do because you have to take extra risk, you have to make extra money. Do it for a completely different reason if that money's not actually needed for supplying you with income, because things are not always going to be rosy in the stock market. I hope they are, but realistically, they're not. Obviously, the market goes up and the market goes down. So we try to model things out very doom and gloom. We've talked about this week in and week out about stress testing your overall retirement plan. And I think that's a critical part of this. And I think, you know, I say this to clients every day. It's really easy for people like me to manipulate numbers and make them look really, really attractive. But we want to be realistic. We want to look at things from a very, very safe standpoint to say, all right, if your money makes 4% a year and you take the amount of money that you need out, do you have a nice cushion at the end of your life? And if you don't, well, then we need to start, you know, back to the drawing board and figure out how we can best fix that. And sometimes it's, unfortunately, you got to work an extra year. But I think most people who work with us, and certainly most people who are working with anyone, you don't want a yes man or a yes woman as an advisor just agreeing with everything you say, because then all of a sudden you roll into your late 70s, early 80s, and you're out of money. That's a terrifying, thought to have, that could happen to you at the point when you cannot go back to work.
In the case of some people, knowing that the safety net is secure and you've secured that, they are indeed interested in taking a bit of a risk because they know that safety net is there. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. People still want to make money, and we're very in tune with that. And if it's not something that, if you can tolerate, or not if you personally, but if your money can tolerate a little downturn, because as a trade-off to that, you're going to make more money on the upside. Absolutely, we want to do that. But most, quite honestly, most of the people that we work with, I say to them, if you don't have to take an incredible amount of risk to do all the things that you want to do in retirement, what's the point? I mean, how's that going to change your life? It's really, all it's going to do is give you sleepless nights, because if you're doing it to pass money to the next generation, there's probably a better, safer way to do it.
And it's worth stating over and over again that it's 2022. There are so many more options than there were even 20 years ago for people to live their life in retirement with a sense of security, with a sense of safety, as you point out.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, people, when they get into retirement, we talked about this a few months ago, I think we talked about goals, and goals change, especially when it comes to money and retirement, as you get older and as you get closer to retirement. I mean, somebody in their 20s and their goal is to get the fast car and, go and, travel and do whatever they want to do. As you get into your 30s and 40s, then you start thinking about, I want to start making money with the extra money that I have, and I want to make maximum returns. As you get closer still, you start thinking about, well, how much money do I actually need every single month when I do need this money? And then as you get closer to that retirement date, all of our clients, it always shifts to, this is the stuff I want to do. The money is just going to allow me to do those things. And the money is obviously really important. But the most important thing to people is the experiences, the lifestyle, the seeing your grandchildren, playing golf twice a week, being able to scoot down to Florida for 2 months every single year so you're not shoveling snow. That's the stuff that's important to people. So pushing the limits of your money unnecessarily is just not something that most people should be doing as they transition into retirement.
We'll take a short break, and when we return, you promised to share a brief checklist. It's always good to have a list when you're working in these areas. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Retire South Shore Radio. Go to the website, which is retiresouthshore.com, and you'll be able to sign up for a free, no-obligation telephone call with basically any question, nagging question that it pertains to you personally. And Mark and the All Hands Analysis team will absolutely do their best to help you on the phone, no obligation. RetireSouthShore.com. We'll be right back after these words.
I need $85,000 a year in retirement. So how much do I need to save?
The All Hands Analysis team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham gets this question quite often. The numbers are different, but the concern is the same. Will I have to worry about money in retirement? The answer is simple. It's different for everyone. And the folks at South Shore Retirement Services know that and can help you. Their All Hands Analysis team will break down everything you need to know so that you can enjoy a stress-free retirement with all of your needs taken care of under one roof. From retirement income planning, investments and wealth protection, tax planning, health care and long-term care, legacy and estate planning, and more. The All Hands Analysis team at South Shore Retirement Services takes the worry off your shoulders, making sure that you and your family have a solid retirement plan in place. Schedule your free 15-minute strategy call today. It's so easy. Just visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. Jordan Rich here, reminding you that at South Shore Retirement Services, they hold informational seminars for the greater South Shore community. The goal with these events, to address common questions and concerns that come up while you're preparing for retirement. Through these presentations, they strive to keep you up to date on issues that matter to you, your family, and your financial well-being. And after attending a seminar, South Shore Retirement Services invites you to schedule a one-on-one consultation to address your unique situation and retirement goals. two seminars on taxes in retirement, Tuesday and Thursday, March 15th and 17th, respectively, each starting at 6 p.m., at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Braintree. Still some openings. You can register now at RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. Thank you. We return with more conversation about your retirement, your planning, and your safety and concerns for the future. And that is an important development here. We have to be always aware and wary, as you know, of making it through whatever comes our way. And that's pretty much the watchword of South Shore Retirement Services. So, Mark, right before the break, I meant to ask you about the big eye in the corner of the room. Everyone's talking inflation now, and it's rearing its ugly head. But how does that enter into the long-term planning and the look-back planning that you're talking about?
Oh, I think it's a critical part of it. You know, lots of clients will go into retirement, have super pensions that might give them 70 or 80% of their income need. And they're great coupled that with Social Security, and they're completely covered, right? And they're super happy and comfortable and confident. But then fast forward a number of years and their pension hasn't changed $1. They're getting exactly the same dollars, but those dollars don't buy the same things. So, you know, going off of, I guess, historical inflation figures of, say, 3.5% last year, obviously it was significantly more, but let's say 3.5%, 15 years into retirement, your need for income has increased by about 68%. Now, that's just saying I need exactly the same dollars every single year adjusted for inflation for 15 years. But we try to look at it from an individual or a personalized inflation rate. I think it's critically important to hedge for inflation. That's why it's not put your money into something that has no potential for making you more money or giving you more money. But also, people have different expenses as they go through retirement. We talked about, I think it last week, the different stages of retirement, you know, spending lots of money and maybe in the early years. And then as you get into the later years of retirement, not spending as much. But part of that is if you, say, roll into retirement with 3 or 4 years left on a mortgage, well, we know 3 or 4 years in, you're not going to need that expense anymore. So you either look at it from, I'm not going to take as much money out, so I'll have more money later, or I'm going to spend the money on some other thing. So having the ability to keep pace or beat inflation is so vital as part of this, because it's enough to worry about the volatility in the market, then add the second layer to it, rising taxes. All of those things chip away at your purchasing power and money in your pocket, and then inflation comes in as well. I mean, last time I was at the gas station, it was like $107 to fill up my truck. Gas is just the immediate indication that things are getting more expensive. So yes, you want to build something like that into your overall plan.
Are people asking you about inflation as they meet with you these days?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people are thinking about it more and more because, you know, it's been more prevalent on the news and on the media and any sort of outlet in recent times, because nobody wants to pay more money for gas. So that's like the initial thing that they talk about. Right. But honestly, sometimes people don't even realize that that's going to be an impact on them. You know, they have a pension. If they're a municipal employee, they're like, yeah, my pension adjusts for inflation. I say, no, it doesn't. It goes up by $390 a year. And if your pension's $60,000, 10 years from that, it's going to be $63,900. But you're going to need more than $63,900 if you were spending the full pension initially. So it's a huge part of it. And when we're tailoring those inflation numbers for clients, like I said, it's very personalized based on what their income spending habits are going to be and what they're spending money on.
You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services, headquartered in Hingham, with, of course, all kinds of communication all over the country. You mentioned snow. A lot of your clients are calling every once in a while just to say, hi, how are you up there? We're doing fine. But we wish them all the very best. So the subject of today's show is how you know you can retire. And there are all kinds of safeguards and things you can do early on to do that. You promised us a brief checklist. When are we get into that right now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is kind of just summarizing some of the stuff that we already talked about in this show today. But for those jumping on late, you know, I think the most important part of any sort of plan for anything is to have a checklist. Not everyone does that. But, you know, you go to a grocery store, you bring a shopping list. So getting ready to retire, you should have a checklist too. Number one thing that you should be looking at is determine what amount of money you need in retirement. So what are your anticipated monthly expenses? How much of that is critically important and how much of that is discretionary spending? I think that's really, really important. Have you taken into account inflation? Do you realize that what you can buy for a dollar today, you won't be able to buy for a dollar next year? So is that part of your overall strategy? Are your assets projected to outlive you? Because that also is really important. We want to see a cushion. We want to see a good size cushion of more money after your anticipated life expectancy or beyond that, to make sure that there's not a concern there. So that's part of, you know, the first point on the checklist.
There are other points that we'll get to in a moment. I want to remind people that as you're listening to this, you may have a specific question floating around in your brain. And I know you always have questions about me and my family. If you'd like a quick answer to the question, or as quick as possible, then you can make an arrangement to have this free 15-minute no-obligation strategy phone call. They do it on the phone. It's easy and very easy to book. Just go to RetireSouthShore.com or call 781-836-4214.
Yeah, the 15-minute strategy call, as you know, it's something that we started during the beginning of the pandemic when it was more complicated and difficult and maybe not safe for people to get together face to face, but it became so well received that we're just continuing it on. And I can tell you that at least 80% of the people that we talk to, we can help. It doesn't, like you said before, it doesn't mean they all become clients, but they get off the phone knowing something they didn't know before they get on the phone that will put more money in their pocket. It gives them a better understanding of what they potentially could be doing. And it's a very non-threatening way, because I'm always trying to put myself on people on their side of the table when they come into the office. And when you're talking about money, people get, you know, they get anxious about trust, and they want to make sure that, you know, you're the right person and the right fit for them. So being able to do it via the telephone is a very non-threatening way. And I'm well aware of that. So that, and I think those strategy calls have been
right.
so important for us and for clients as well.
And there's no hard sell arm twisting at all. I can guarantee that, folks. So let's continue with things to think about on this mini checklist, if you will.
One of the other ones that, you know, most people don't think about, and this does not apply to everyone, but lots of people have 401k plans. Lots of people who work for companies have company stock inside of their 401k plan. So before you leave that job, before you start pulling your money out, or before your broker says, as soon as you leave, we're going to roll that money over, maybe we should take a look at the company stock inside of your 401k plan. Because potentially you could take that money out of the plan and have the vast majority of it completely avoid income taxes altogether. There is a strategy that works inside of those particular finite types of plans that will allow people to withdraw the money, not roll it over, pay income taxes only on the contribution into that stock. And then everything else sits into a regular brokerage account, just like a stock portfolio. And now if you hold it for more than a year, then it's subject to capital gains tax. So those little things can create huge arbitrage in not having to pay additional taxes unnecessarily. But if you retire, if you roll the money out, you lose that opportunity to do that. So that's something that we address with clients if they have that sort of an option inside of their plan.
And it's very helpful to have as an anchor someone who knows the tax codes inside and out. Part of the all hands analysis approach, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to maintain each and everything that we think is important for clients to transition comfortably into retirement: income, wealth management, tax strategy, you know, healthcare and estate planning. And that's just part of the overall all hands analysis, as it were. I think, you know, there's multiple other things. We probably, like we always do, run out of time. But the little things that people should be looking at is review your life insurance, and maybe you don't need it anymore. Quite honestly, most of the people who come in, they all have group health insurance at work, or group life insurance at work. And when they leave, that insurance goes away. But it doesn't mean they need other insurance, but sometimes they might. So you want to kind of tee that up ahead of time. I think looking at your asset allocation, making sure your investment mix is correct for where you have or where you are and how much money you're going to need from those accounts. But we kind of look from a different perspective in that I don't think necessarily you have to pull all your money back and make it all conservative. You look at it from the perspective of, I built this money up over the last 30 or 40 years. I don't need it the day I retire in a lump sum to spend in one day, because then I won't have any money left. I need this money to last me for 20 or 30 or 40 years, however long you think you're going to live. So it should be invested accordingly. We obviously want really safe money for the money you need now. And then as it goes further out, we can probably take a little bit more risk with it. But it's a different way of looking at it. We try to hedge against the downside of the market for some portion of their money. So if the market goes in the wrong direction, they're not pulling money out of a bleeding account. Because if you need a dollar from an account, it's great if it's only costing you a dollar. But if that account has dropped by 15%, that cost you $1.15, but you will never get that 15 cents back because you withdrew the money. So I think it's really important to look at how your money should be, for want of a better description, bucketed out as you go through retirement.
Well, that's why the question, how you know you can retire, is a loaded question. There's a lot of considerations, but we don't want to make it seem overwhelming. When people come in and you start working with a client, it's not drudgery. It's not years and years of records to go through. The process is streamlined, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible. It's not a painful conversation. Quite honestly, most people leave the office incredibly pleasantly surprised because they didn't realize that they were in as good a shape as they were. And that's really just kind of an attribute of somebody who's a big saver, because big savers are always worried for the what ifs. So as a result, they saved a ton of money. So not only are we looking at it from the perspective of making sure that their money is growing in the right possible way, we're looking at it from the perspective of, all right, you've got to start pulling money out to live on, but is there any opportunity for us to pull additional money out, pay very low taxes on it because taxes are so low, and do something else with that money? You don't have to spend it, but we get the taxes out of the way, and then the thing can grow without being encumbered by the idea of future income taxes going up, rather.
You were very smart in your prediction we would run out of time. I'm sure there's more on the
list. Well, I think, I knew we would run out of time. So again, you talk about the 15-minute strategy call. We can go through this because there's about six other things on this retirement checklist. If anyone wants to, set up one of those calls, we'll go through their retirement checklist with them and make sure that they have everything covered, or at least are aware of every option that they potentially have.
And there are so many ways to get information. Go to the website, retiresouthshore.com. There are upcoming seminars in public. There's the webinar series and the podcasts and the newsletter. So opportunities abound. The phone number to call is 781-836-4214. In Hingham, Mass., 781-836-4214. Sir, we just flew through this one. So much great information. Thank you. And we'll get together again next week and do some more.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.